The dead go to Seattle. Sometimes people slip in their extra tufts, foot on the gunwale, and they go down. Cold green water fills their boots. And sometimes it's a hook and line catching their arm, yanking them down, thrashing. Or maybe it's the rotten stump they've stepped on to get a better view of the deer in the meadow below that gives way. Either way, someone's seen them in Seattle. During yearly trips to the malls for school clothes, or to get supplies to build a new house. They're there, the dead, turning their heads in a crowd crossing a street at a red light, or walking with a golden retriever by UW. They've been spotted, a child holding a white styrofoam cup of clam chowder down by the wharf, an uncle sitting on a curb, a cousin on a park bench. They've been jogging, strolling, driving even, reported alive and well. No seaweed weaving through their hair, no crab-eaten faces or moss growing over their bodies, just sitting on the bull rail at the old piers, pulling a wool coat closer, their hats hanging low on their foreheads, waiting at the old ferry dock for a ride back home.